to rule this pantheon. Do you think for one minute I'd hesitate at killing the rest of this pantheon to guard my place as king?" Jericho squeezed his throat as he imagined Zeus lying dead at his feet. But in the end, he knew Zeus was right. With his human heart, he wouldn't be able to absorb those powers. It would kill them both and empower Noir. Or it would destroy them all. "So, what's it to be, Kratos?" Delphine froze as something painful ruptured inside her. It felt as if her heart had burst open and was sending fire throughout her veins. Crying out, she fell to her knees, clutching her chest. Every breath cut through her. Every agonizing heartbeat. What on earth was happening to her? Terrified it was a new attack from Noir and his army, she looked about the hall where the other Honoroi and Skotai were also writhing in pain. None of the Dolophini seemed to be affected by it.
"What's happening?"
she asked Madoc. Madoc was gasping and groaning.
"He did it. It's our emotions being unlocked."
"Could it be?"
It was only when the burning stopped and her unlocked emotions swept through her that she realized exactly how hollow she'd always been. Everything around her was more vibrant and sharp. Every sound, every taste. The light was blinding as emotions flooded through her. Hate, love, sympathy, fear, sadness, happiness. She was laughing and crying, cringing yet wanting to shout in joy.
"Breathe," Madoc said in her ear. "Let it settle down."
She tried her best, but it was so difficult. So much for Azura having unlocked them. That was nothing compared to what she felt now. The goddess must have only unlocked the human part, because that was no comparison to this.
"How do humans handle them?"
"Some handle them better than others, and they're more used to it since they have them from birth. You'll get used to them too, eventually."
He seemed to have recovered. She was another matter. It was all too raw. Until Jericho showed up. A shout rang out from the Honoroi and Skotai who welcomed him back, but he paid them no attention. His gaze was only for her as he made his way straight to her. Tears blurred her vision as he scooped her up in his arms.
"Thank you,"
she breathed. He inclined his head before he flashed them out of the hall to where her room was. She put her hand on his face, resting her thumb on the eye patch that he had replaced. The joy and love she felt for him were unbelievable. Never in her life had she felt the like.
"How did you talk him into it?"
"Don't worry about it. It's not important."
Yes, it was. He had no idea what it meant to her to finally understand the part of her that had always been blocked. No wonder the Honoroi had gone Skotai. The sensation was so heady and intoxicating. She wanted to experience everything, to feel all emotions as deeply as possible.
"You are amazing, my Jericho."
Jericho froze at the words which cut deep into his heart.
"What did you say?"
"You are amazing."
"No. What did you call me?"
She smiled up at him.
"My Jericho."
Strange how the thought of belonging to Zeus disgusted him on a level of pissed off he could barely comprehend. But being owned by her, it would be heaven. Closing his eyes, he kissed her deeply, needing to feel her in his arms. For her, he had twice bartered his freedom, but at least now he knew the one single truth. She was worth it. Noir went ramrod stiff as he felt the powerful wave piercing his realm. It stank of Olympian. Most of all, it reeked of Zeus. What was that bastard up to? It wasn't until he looked at the Skotos beside him that he understood. Zeus had freed them all. Their emotions were coming back to them. A jubilant shout rang out as they embraced each other like long-lost siblings. Azira popped in beside him.
What the hell is this?
Noir curled his lip in repugnance.
The Olympians. They're trying a new tactic.
He moved past her to where his demons glanced around, dazed.
Gallo, convert any Olympian you can find, now!
The Gallo attacked, but the Skotai, who were now in full control of themselves, fought back with unprecedented skill. The drugs they had used to numb them had vanished from their systems the instant their emotions came back. Azira turned toward him with fear in her eyes.
This isn't good.
Don't panic. It's a temporary setback and nothing we can't overcome.
Noir used his powers to seal their realm. While he couldn't stop the Skotai from leaving, he could prevent anyone or anything else from coming in. For now, that would keep them from being attacked until he found a way to counteract this latest twist. Jericho was resourceful, he'd give him that. But he was no match for Noir. Noir knew how to motivate people. And now that he had Kessar and his Galu, he was going to win this no matter who he had to kill.
So, the prophecy is true.
Dressed in navy slacks and a dark blue top, Zeus turned at the sound of Hera's echoing voice. He had been planning to return to the hall.